Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was chatting with Jason. Jason, thank you for engineering at GCN. I was chatting with him about chicken houses and chicken coops, you know, for backyards. Those darn things are out of control in price. I'm talking $2,000, $3,000, $2,000 would be a cheap one, $4,000, $6,000. I just can't get over the price of everything. And I know inflation is, you know, it's coming down. That's what they tell us, right? And that's evident in the price of a chicken coop and chicken eggs. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Greg, are you seeing these crazy prices?
Yeah, I am. You know, I just saw a commercial yesterday that just boiled my blood. If it's COVID, Paxlovid. Guess who this new medication has come through? Any guesses on who created this new medication for COVID?
You've got me on there, Greg. I have not seen that. I don't watch TV or listen to the radio. So maybe that's why I'm
stuck at a hotel this week. So anyway, Paxlovid, brought to you by Pfizer.
Well, if
and
it's Pfizer,
a usual list of damaging effects, including death. You know, if you're thinking of becoming pregnant, or you know, you are pregnant or breastfeeding or anything like that. You know, of course, it might not be for you, but don't take it. I just, you know, they've been caught with their hands in the cookie jar. They've caught in what they call directed evolution for the, you know, they have matching patents that go right along with the COVID virus, the so-called virus, and now they've come up with a new drug. I mean, honestly, if your eyes are open and you see a commercial like that, that should do nothing but boil your blood. They shouldn't even be allowed to be on air.
It does boil my blood. And frankly, class, I know this is radio. I know this is radio. But there are not a lot of programs other than the alternative media that are worth listening to. We had a car come into the shop yesterday, and it was a gal who has a Mercedes. It's a nice Mercedes. It's an old one, around 2001, 2002, an E320. Really nice little car. It's safe. Gets great gas mileage. Came in for some tires. So the reason was here was tires, and there's a problem with the radio. And I had to laugh. My son said he's got to look at the radio. It's got a problem. It's not working right. And I laughed. And I thought, AM and FM. There's hardly anything worth listening to on AM and FM. And every once in a while, I go to the big city, Springfield, Missouri, and just see what's on the radio, just for my own curiosity. All I do is hit the button that says go to the next frequency, next frequency, next frequency, next frequency. All the way there and all the way back. There's nothing worth listening to. The commercials don't hold a candle to Ron Allen's commercials here on GCN. You know, the big voice, Ron Allen. The USA Prepares instructor. The writing of the commercials is lousy. on AM and FM, at least the ones I'm hearing. The content is lousy. It's awful. Absolutely
definitely
awful.
A radio. With radio.
Radio is in the business of, well, I'm talking about AM and FM, local radio. It's in the business of self-destruction. Not us. Not us here at GCN. But AM and FM radio, for the most part, I believe, is in the business of self-destruction. I can't get over it. And I shouldn't be saying that as a broadcaster. But do you think this is the same thing, Craig? Are you trying to listen to radio?
Seriously, I don't listen to radio. I listen to podcasts of programs that I have got some, what I consider some credibility to, who are coming out with some real news and not just, you know, what they're being paid to broadcast.
So, Greg, what is your favorite broadcast? What is your number one most listened to broadcast? Would that be USA Prepares?
That would be USA Prepares.
Seriously?
There's really nothing out there that I don't find a lot of garbage on. I mean, I try and listen to, you know, the InfoWar, but, you know, when I see people or hear people that I know were frauds get on there and he gives the floor to them, I'm just turned off. And it's nothing but advertising a product, saying that they are the... anybody who promotes a person that took credit for being the father of the vaccine, can you imagine? I mean, Vincent, would you want those lives on your head? All the lives that were lost?
You know, okay, let me address this. I have to be very careful how I address this.
We got to be careful what we say.
Right. Let me say it this way. There was a product that was advertised on the radio. And I had some questions about the product. And I'm not going to mention what it is or was. And I called up.
Talking about.
And I called the number. And I said, this was a device. I called the number and I said, I've heard this advertised. I'm a broadcaster. I'd like to look at one. Would you consider sending me one? Just to look at. I will send it back. I do not want a free one. I would just like to see it. I would like to test it and see how well it works. And so, and if it works well, I'll say, you know, y'all sent me one. I asked you to send me one. I'll tell the story the way it really happened. And if it works, I will say that. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to say that too. It did not work. I called them up and I said, this doesn't work. And they said, oh my, we didn't know. So there's some advertisers. I'm not talking about GCN. I'm just talking generically on radio. There's some advertisers that sell things that they portray as working, but they may not work. And what happened was that product was pulled from the market and not advertised. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, I've seen the same thing on Facebook.
Okay.
A product, a welder, a cutter, plasma, everything you can imagine from this little welder. Little portable unit, they say selling for $89 sale. So I look closely at the unit, and I put in the information into a search engine, and I find that very same unit on sale for $998 plus shipping on sale. Do you really think that sending those people $89 one-time payment, you're going to receive that unit that is on sale for $998.99?
No, not likely. Not likely. And
no,
since
not
you,
likely at all. No.
Yes, since you mentioned welders, we're building our house, our barn. I wanted to put some rebar in, and a lot of rebar, and that's reinforcing iron bar class. And, you know, concrete is guaranteed to do one thing, and that is crack. So If you put steel in it, steel has the same coefficient of expansion and contraction as concrete, which makes it really, really good to put steel rebar in concrete, because if it does crack, at least it stays together because the steel holds it together. And you've seen this on bridges. You've seen the concrete that's been destroyed by the road salt, and you see this iron rods sticking through the concrete. That's rebar. Well, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to weld it all together. I wanted to build a big mat for the entire length of the walls and height of the walls of the building. It's a barn, our barn. So I wanted to weld it together. So I bought, Harbor Freight had a sale on welders, about $100 for a little MIG welder, a wire welder. I thought, great. You know that there's a thing called a duty cycle. So that means that the on time, the using, when you're actually using the welder versus the time it sits off or idle, has a duty cycle. And we couldn't get that thing to run for more than a couple minutes before it shut down from overheating. I literally had to take the cover off it and put a window fan on the unit in order to get it to run for a few minutes, like 5 minutes, before it would overheat. So when you buy a product, just because they say, like John Deere, people will say, oh, that's green paint, and that green paint costs a lot of money. And they act like a tractor with different color paint is just as good. The only difference is the paint. That is absolutely not true. Not true. So they say you pay for the name. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times you do pay for the name. And that's because there's more research and development, more engineering, better ingredients, better construction, heavier duty in with the name. So it used to be that companies earned the reputation. They literally earned the reputation. So they would build a better product, and it would cost more than a junky product. And a perfect example is the Harbor Freight welder. Now, we have another welder made by Lincoln. Bought them both used. They both have the same kind of specifications. They look very similar. The Lincoln's red, and the Harbor Freight's black. And the Harbor Freight weighs less. And the Lincoln, we just weld and weld and weld, and that thing does not seem to overheat, and it doesn't have a shutdown because it can handle the duty cycle. It just works. Same size package, roughly. So there really is something to it. And so, Greg, you're right. You're absolutely right when you talk about frauds and misrepresentations. So, class, you really need to do your own homework. And when I was teaching in person in Springfield, Missouri, at restaurants, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter one day a week, or Jimmy's Egg, after Ziggy's. For years, I told the meetup group, look, I'm not going to be here forever. So my job is to teach you how to think, how to ferret out the truth, how to ferret out what's correct and what's not. You're going to have to think for yourselves. Vinny's not going to be here to think for you. And same is true with Bert and Greg and Rich and Gwyneth and Sergey and Dr. Sheely and Kyle, Kathy. You're all going to have to think for yourselves. And that's why we say, one of the reasons why we say, don't believe a word we say. Verify for yourself. And you'll probably find out what we are saying is absolutely positively true. Because it is true. But we want you to verify it for yourself. Ronald Reagan said it best when he was talking about the former Soviet Union. We trust you, but we're going to verify it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg's with us, and Greg, you know, I was thinking yesterday, last evening, I was thinking about the qualifications for President of the United States, and there's only two. There's only two. One, you have to be a natural-born citizen, and the other is you have to be over 35 years old. That's it. Okay, so you can be a convicted felon, a rapist, a pedophile, huh? I mean, can you imagine? So the qualifications for president are really, really low. The bar is extremely low, and it's evident, right? And I have a feeling that Congress has no. I may be wrong. I haven't looked up what the qualifications for Congress happen to be. I'll do that in maybe a couple minutes, but. I was thinking, what are the qualifications to be a broadcaster? And they're less. The qualifications to be a broadcaster are fewer than those to be president of the United States. And to be president, you just have to have, I don't even think you have to be alive. You just have to be over 35 years old and a natural-born citizen. So I decided that, you know, Bert has been a practical joker for all the time I've known him, over 50 years. So I sent him an email. Last night, I was thinking about qualifications for President of the United States and how low the bar is. And I was thinking there are no qualifications whatsoever to be a broadcaster. And I guess that's clear if you just tune across any dial, right? Except for, you know, alternative media. People are pretty bright in the alternative media world. So I sent him an email and I said, just make sure I have your qualifications, by 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Thank you. And then I sent another email right after that. And it appears that I sent it to all the instructors. I just sent it to Bert. And it says, instructors, thank you for submitting your qualifications for broadcasting on time. I don't want USA Prepares to cause any problems for GCN with the FCC. Thank you all, Vincent. Now, I just sent that to Bert. Now, I'm just wondering how he's going to react to this. There's no such thing as qualifications. And I made it appear that I didn't get his. So the reason you didn't get it, Greg or Gwyneth or anybody else, is because there is no such thing. And I just wanted to, just a little practical joke for Bert. And he appreciates practical jokes. And it's about time I start returning the favor after all these years. Any comments about that?
Well, you know, you got me thinking qualifications. One might be,
yeah,
one qualification that I would say would be highly important is free thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a free thinker? Do you reason things out? You know, which kind of reminds me of something. I want the class to think about a couple of scriptures today, and think on them hard. The devil deceiveth the whole world. There's one, and another one is the truth shall set you free. Now, we know that most of the population has been deceived and is slated for dying with this vaccine. Talk about sobering. Okay, and I've heard a lot of instructors right here on USA Prepares carry on some what I call propaganda. It's patriot mythology. They say we're printing dollars, we're printing money. That, again, I'm going to emphasize to the class, is false. That is 100% lies that we have been told over and over again until we believe them. You can't print money. Congress has already defined money, and it is a troy ounce of silver or, you know, a measure of gold. That is money.
But Greg, I know why they do that. I know why they do that. The same reason people use the word kids to refer to children. The reason
when
is...
They're not kids because they're not goats, yeah.
Right, right.
But
so,
I want to take this a little deeper, though. They are notes. A note.
Well, I'm sure our class is with you, but it's just a slip because we're so programmed.
Yeah, it's
programmed.
A slip. But they use that slip against us.
Right, but even we who are in the know have been programmed. We have been programmed, and sometimes I even say money when I mean notes or frauds, Federal Reserve accounting unit dollars. Or
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Get ready for higher gas prices at the pump soon. Oil costs jumped after Russia says it plans to cut March production by 500,000 barrels a day. Brent crude climbed as much as 2.6% in London this morning to trade above $86 a barrel. That's erasing an earlier decline, while West Texas Intermediate moved to $80 a barrel. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into President Trump. The subpoena came after months of negotiations. Trump responded, quote, I have been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to the Mueller report that found no collusion, and now I have to do more? It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political. End quote. Burt Bacharach has died at 94. Lance Pryde, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are
today's
hot?
Take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher's with us. We're talking about qualifications. You know, for a lot of chops, it doesn't seem that there are many qualifications that haven't been enhanced. I was reading an article yesterday, and this coach, this person who helps you get a job, tells you what to do, she says, you have to lie. You have to embellish your previous job titles. You have to lie about your hobbies. You have to say that you actually have hobbies that are meaningful rather than the hobby of watching Netflix. Literally, this is what people are being told that you must do in order to get a job. I got to tell you, if someone lied and actually got through an interview with me, and they embellished and I accidentally hired them, I would fire them immediately for breach of trust.
Vince.
Absolutely. Vince. Yes.
Okay. Now, you know, let's just call that money and a Freudian slip. But seriously, Freudian slips have cost and will cost people their lives. Let me give just a little example.
Oh, I do not disagree. I don't disagree with that. I do not disagree. Yeah. I wouldn't say it was a Freudian slip.
When they use
I would just say it's a programming term.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But when they use it against you in a court and you say, yes, you have been paid money, and you don't argue the fact that you were never paid, it's a whole different court case and it's a whole different outcome if you know how to fight.
Right.
Truth right now is the utmost importance. Let me just give you a little example. Say I found out that, yeah, they, and this is true, I read it right there in mainstream news, they are now injecting cattle with the mRNA vaccine. Okay. What's that do? What does that say to me? That says I need to start looking for someone who does not inject their cattle, such as yourself. Okay? Because the word organic, or terms like this, have been broadened out to not so organic. So this truth to me, if I want to purchase a calf, I want truth. I want to know that person inside and out who's raising that cow. And if I have to come to Missouri to buy a few calves from you, then so be it. It'll happen. Because if I find someone who is deceiving me, that could cost me my life. If I ingest this stuff,
you bring up a very, very
for a heart attack.
You bring up a very, very good set of points. So, for example, people say organic, which we don't really even know what that means anymore. It's been abused, the term organic. So, Dr. Shilley's even said that. Actually, not. I shouldn't say even. Dr. Shilley has said that. And
yeah.
When you look at eggs, people say these are free-range eggs. Well, what does that mean? Well, sometimes it means that the chickens can run around inside a barn. They're captive, and they can run around inside a barn. So they're free-range in the barn, but they don't say in the barn. So they twist the meaning of that term. And then they say cage-free, and that means that they're not in a cage. They can run around the inside of the barn. And maybe free range means they can look out the window. In our case,
exactly,
we use the old meaning. Cage free, they're not in cages. Now, they are in a house at night. They're in a house. We leave the door open at the, you know, all day long. Before the broadcast, I run out and I say hi to the girls and boys. And we spend time with our animals. I let them out. And they run around and they look for bugs and they scratch through the leaves in the woods. And they are on their own all day long. And at the end of the day, they know that there's safety and there are plenty of roosts and there's straws and there's covering and predators can't get to them while they're sleeping. They know that. So they go back into their house. But the rest of the day, they're out running around. You know, I was talking with a USDA agent yesterday, and there's a problem. Farmers are in really serious financial shape because of the drought. A roll of hay can be $140 today, $140 for a round bale of hay. Farmers can't afford to feed their hay, you know, that much money. Literally, we spend roughly about $120, $140 a day feeding our herd of cows. That's an enormous burden for 5 months. It's an enormous burden. Now, most of that hay we were able to grow, but we had to buy some. We had to buy about $6,000 worth of hay. So I was talking with a gal from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and farmers are being paid because of the hardship of not being able to grow hay because of the drought situation. Without this, without these payments from the from your tax dollars, farmers will go out of business. And that's a really, really bad thing because the cost of food will go up. But what I'm finding out is that through a series of questions to U.S. Department of Agriculture, farmers are in as bad shape as I thought they were or worse. So anybody who tells you that things are good for farmers is an idiot. Is an idiot.
Well,
they're not good.
Think we are, about this.
We are, yes?
He deceiveth the whole world. Who does that leave out?
No one.
No one. And right now, if the truth will set you free, what should we be concentrating on? Absolutely,
well,
we should be concentrating on our own education,
mm-hmm.
not depending on anybody. That includes the instructors here at USA Preparers. You need to find out the truth. Do your own research. We keep pounding that through, you know, program after program after program. We're deadly serious. Because you don't know until you really do know. Until you've done your research. Otherwise, you're just riding on the backs of those that have been deceived. I just can't stress the importance in it, Vincent, especially in the times we're living in today.
Let me share this with you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture knows where all the farms are. The U.S. Department of Agriculture knows how many cows you have or how many animals you're raising. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has statistics on how many acres of land it takes to raise a cow. They know what the stocking capability of a farm is. They know if farmers are lying. They know. And so when I was talking with this representative, this agent from the USDA, yesterday, I just flat out asked, so what is your reaction to, and they know the numbers anyway, what is your reaction to the number of cows that we have, to the number of acres that we use for the cows, the size of our farm for the number of cows? Now, some farmers have more cows than they have land to support the cows. Some have fewer. Ours is perfect. The right number of cows for the right number of acres. Now, if you want to have healthy cows, that's what you have to do. But what I found out was, and through my own observations, I just got it verified, that not all farmers do that. Some farmers starve their cows.
Yeah,
some farmers...
Yeah.
Right. It's absolutely true. So when you in order to get more cows to run on less land, they have to be injected. They have to have stimulation in order to keep them going. We don't do that. We don't artificially stimulate the ground. We give the ground natural organics, cow manure, lime. That's what we do.
Here's a little lesson I learned, too. I saw a rancher who was struggling buy a whole bunch of turkey manure, and he added to the cow's food. How important is it that you know where your food is coming from?
Okay, what you're saying, reading between the lines, turkeys are fed and chickens are fed antibiotics in their food. So that means, by extension, that turkey manure has antibiotics in the manure, and the chickens or cows are eating antibiotics. Chickens are fed, unless you specify that you want your chicken feed without antibiotics, you're getting antibiotics. It's kind of like you have to opt out.
Yeah, guess where these steer went. They went to an auction and they were bought off and sold on the meat market.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what you're eating? This is where
I'm
going with this.
You don't unless you know the farmer, and unless you have a feel for the integrity of that farmer, you don't know. And that's what Kathy and I were talking about yesterday. My grandmother and Kathy's grandmother had a scale, you know, probably up to 25 pounds. And the idea was when they, during the Depression, when the grandmothers bought meat at the butcher, the local butcher, sometimes the butcher put his thumb on the scale so that, you know, the downward pressure, so it would look like you're getting that 3/4 of a pound of meat would read 1 pound. And then the customer would go, like my grandmother or Kathy's grandmother, would go back home and weigh it. Is it really a pound? Let's find out.
Find out they've been ripped off, yeah.
Right, right. And there's a farmer's cooperative that I know of, very close to us here in Missouri, that was selling fertilizer, commercial fertilizer, to their local farmers. And all of a sudden they stopped selling fertilizer. And I said to one of the guys, so what's up? You guys don't look like you're selling any fertilizer anymore. And they had these great big buggies. They call them buggies. These would hold tons, have 4 wheels. It's like a trailer and a spreader with 4 wheels. Chain driven off the wheels, a spreader. So with a hopper, they would load with this fertilizer elevator. They would load these buggies. They'd weigh them. And then the farmer would drive off and spread the fertilizer on his field. Well, they got shut down by the state because the scale was off. Now, the question is, do you think it was off in favor of the customer? Do you think that the customer was buying 5 tons of fertilizer and getting 6? Do you think that was the case? Or do you think the farmer might have gotten 4 for the price of 5? They got shut down.
I would say literally trust nobody, okay? If somebody says, trust me, and you believe them, well, yeah, that, you know, it's your future. But even Christ said, I didn't come here to do my will. I came here to do the will of the Father. He wasn't even doing his own will.
You know, it's interesting. When somebody says, trust me, why would they say that? Why would somebody say, trust me? Trust me.
Yeah.
Well, I probably was inclined to before you said, trust me, right? Think
about that. That's right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was looking at some famous quotes, and here's one that I think makes a lot of sense. Quote, "There is scarcely anything that drags a person down like debt," end quote. P.T. Barnum. And there's another one, quote, "Fortune always favors the brave and never helps a man who does not help himself," P.T. Barnum. Those are absolutely correct. Absolutely.
You know,
and those are, you know, hallmarks of USA Prepares. We believe the same thing.
I may lose some followers over this or some friends over it, but never put all of your confidence and trust in anybody. Okay? When people start making an excuse for someone, say because they're following a, let's just give an example of Trump. And I call them Trump eyes because they just, it's just almost like they blindly follow the guy. And they don't look at the things that have been done, you know, by him that have cost people their lives because they put their confidence and trust in him. You know,
well,
I mean,
that's a really good,
our trust. Yeah.
That's a really good point. People, when he was running, asked me what I thought of Donald Trump. And I said, well, I think, you know, of all the choices, he would probably be the best choice for president because he is best qualified to preside over the bankruptcy of the United States of America because he's been bankrupt at least three times.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. People ask me if I voted for him. No, I did not. I didn't vote for anybody because I refused to participate in the charade.
There
my
you go.
Vote
I was
doesn't
the same way.
My vote does not count. I heard the term disenfranchised voter. I thought, wow, sounds like me. Sounds like me.
The last time I went in and voted, I put no. I can remember. I put no on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, never, my feeling was, before I stopped voting, was never reelect anyone. Never reelect anyone. You know, I have a friend who said the most remarkable thing. He said, any sheriff who has been in office more than one term is a gun runner. Now think about that. Any sheriff who has been in office more than one term is a gun runner. What that means is that a sheriff and his deputies have pulled people over and confiscated their firearms, rifles, pistols, shotguns, revolvers. Then they hold them for a while, and then they have a sale, a evidence room sale. They go, well, we've got these things have been, we've had them for a while, so we're gonna dispose of these items. So they offer them for sale to the public. Now, what do they do with the money? The digits. Nobody pays them money, but they get digits for them, right? They get frauds for them. They get notes for them. What do they do with that?
Yeah.
They reinvest that.
I like the notes that we're taking right now. We're getting all these notes. What are we getting for them?
They use those notes to build a bigger machine. More sheriffs, I'm sorry, more deputies, more employees, more clerks, more, bigger building, bigger jail. And do you know that some county jails rent rooms like hotels rent rooms? So, for example, if the neighboring county has more prisoners and they don't have enough cell space for them, they rent space in neighboring counties. They just don't, neighboring counties don't go, oh, that's, listen, we got plenty of space over here. Crime's pretty low here. So just send all your lock up, all the people you've locked up, just send them over here. We'll be glad to take care of them for you. No, they charge for that. How about that? So I think there is something to any sheriff who has been in office more than one term is a gun runner. Probably
most. Give you an example of our world. This would be the perfect world. You see, there's two lanes and they're merging into one. Now, in the perfect world, you would keep your speed and you'd find a place and merge together. Instead of trying to get up there and be first in line, where literally cars are jammed in at the end, trying to take turns, your world would move a lot ahead, a lot quicker, a lot smoother. If you would merge well before those two lanes ended. We need to start thinking like this. Look ahead. Yeah, don't elect that sheriff again. Back to you.
Yeah, that's really interesting you said that about the merging. And then you said look ahead. Or I believe you said look ahead. And that's literally what it takes. It takes forethought. It takes a little bit of planning. Just not much, a couple seconds. But people are too busy, they're preoccupied doing, I don't know what, maybe looking at their phone while they should be operating that motor vehicle safely, looking at their phone, not paying attention, and then causing all kinds of problems for everybody else, including there are other people who are greedy, and they, I'm first. Greg, thank you so much. I'll see you next Friday.
Sounds good.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.